I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Okay, when it comes to, like, kinks and things people are into, there it really is no limit to what there can be. I remember when, was it HBO, they had a show called Real Sex?
Yeah,
back in the day, sort of documentary style.
Mm-hmm.
And much to my chagrin, when I was young and looking for any sort of outlet pre the internet being readily available, it was rarely just, it was always about really kinky stuff. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. But it wasn't what I was shooting for on those Friday nights when I would stay up to watch it.
Yeah.
But that said,
it's like a documentary.
Yeah.
Not really.
I remember really seeing a lot of people hanging from hooks on the ceiling. But that was the first time I learned that about the kink where a guy's kink was popping balloons with his body.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
So he'd get in his underwear, fill his living room with balloons, and then just start sitting on them and popping them with his thighs and then be totally chubbed out because of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, that is really taking care of you by you.
How do you figure that out? You know, as a kid,
probably
you see
awkward
a
parties
and
with
like,
a clown.
Probably.
Ever.
Yeah, probably.
You're like, am I turned on by that clown? Oh, thank God. It's just these inanimate balloons. I thought I was a monster. That'd be terrible. No one should be turned on by a clown.
No.
Seriously, would you rather be sitting next to someone on an airplane who's like, hey, just so you know, sexually, I'm super into clowns. Or, hey, I'm really turned on by the popping of balloons. Let's be honest. We don't want either of those. But no. You have to pick one. Maitland, go ahead. Which one? Clowns or balloons?
Balloons.
Yeah.
Balloons, yeah.
I'm picking clowns only because I can relate. So attracted to just absolute clowns.
I mean actual clowns, though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. No, I want balloons because I have more questions. Clowns, I'm creeped out. I'm not really going to ask much.
Right.
Balloons, I'm going to be like, okay, do all balloons, like even the shiny metallic looking ones.
Ooh, yeah. I wonder if that matters.
Kind of crinkly.
Or if that's like, oh God, it's like a supermodel.
Yeah, or, you know, there's balloons.
balloons Mylar balloon now. Is the Kate Upton of balloons.
The ones that have confetti in them that everybody uses for baby showers now.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Pop those and
God, it's
a
like a money shot for a money shot.
I know.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Well, this is a blog by an anonymous person. I pay women $150 a week to pour custard on themselves. I am a splosher.
Oh, messy. Okay.
That seems
he says, it all happens so quickly. 1 minute, beloved TV presenter, this person's from England, so news person, looked pristine in her black jacket and trousers on an episode of Noel's House Party. The next, she laughed and gasped as the yellow-green grunge covered her from head to toe.
So it sounds a bit like getting slimed on, you know, Double Dare or whatever.
Exactly what it is.
Okay.
Like
your
in the image.
Custard is green.
It is
be a
green.
Doctor.
It is very green custard. Yeah. But he said there was no way around it. I was confused, but I was aroused. So he saw this. It really does look like on Nickelodeon. She got slimed.
Yeah.
And then he's sitting there. I don't know how old he is or whatever.
Okay.
But yeah.
But he found out that turned him on.
Yeah, right.
Seeing women get covered in goo.
I remember going red, feeling embarrassed at my body's response. Mostly, though, I remember being surprised that nobody else around me seemed to be super turned on.
Anybody else so hard right now?
No, just
no,
me?
No.
We're
okay,
watching
cool.
Double Dare and we're 12. What?
God. I assume, Hot Wings and Steve, you've never said that phrase out loud sincerely. Anybody else super hard right now?
No.
Like, have you ever heard
not sincerely. I've definitely said it to be funny before.
I mean, in this room, yes.
Yeah.
It's like a daily occurrence.
But have you ever heard? It's usually when something really terrible happens. Like, oh, everybody else turned on.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Like when we see a coworker crying or something.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. That's hot. That's so hot.
Every time that reminds me of Claire from Modern Family because she can't stop laughing when something tragic happens.
She smiles
happens.
With bad news.
Oh, man.
Aunt Kelly died.
No.
She starts smiling. That show is so good. So anyway, no, Steve, have you ever heard a guy, like when you were a kid or adolescent or growing up in college, ask that question sincerely?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
We had similar friend circles for the most part. We didn't really.
I mean, it's possible John would have at some point.
I was going to say, your roommate used to announce when he was going into the.
Yeah, you're right.
But I'm not aware of any weird fetishes that he had. He was perfectly fine and open telling you what he was going to do.
Is he a fetish?
A successful person these days?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we talk to him?
Sure.
Can we see if he remembers that?
Which one?
Like the first time you've talked about the first time he did it where he was
not flinch at that at all.
I mean, I don't know if he would remember it because it was. It probably wasn't a shocking thing for him to say.
It wasn't the first time he told everyone he was going to go do that. It was just for Howings and I, we were still in that stage of no men do it. I'm the only one. Don't ever tell.
Yeah.
To some degree.
Mm-hmm.
You'd like him. He's very funny.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a great dude.
Whoa. He's a radio guy, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm. I did a bit with him last year when we were getting ready to do the night show in Albany.
That's right.
I had a phone call with him. He was doing a podcast thing.
So Sploshers, back to Sploshers, of which our pal John is not, as far as I know.
As far as we know, I don't know.
The term generally describes someone covering themselves or someone else in typically wet and messy substances in order to achieve arousal. Now, this person writes, my liquid of choice is custard.
And
I spend between $40 and $100 weekly for women to cover themselves in yellow sauce and send me the videos. It all started with that TV presenter's yellowish green sliming. That's one of those colors where, like, some people say yellow, and to me it looks greenish, but others
kind of a fluorescent green.
Yeah, it's Kelly's favorite, fluorescent.
Yeah, glow in the dark. This reminds me of the, have you seen the couples that cover themselves in paint? And then have sex on a canvas, like one of those massive canvas sheets almost.
Yeah,
and
I've
then
seen
they
that.
Put it up.
They do it under the guise of art.
Is that you?
No,
that seems
I've never
like something
done
you do.
Is that
but
how you got
that
painting on your garage door?
Well, yes.
The hardest part was putting it back on the rails.
Yes.
I'm a creative.
I could see how people get turned on by it when I think of it like that. When it's custard and then you have to clean it up and it's like gooey, and you don't get anything creative out of it. I don't really love that. But if I could have a painting done at the same time, or if we were baking a pie and you were scraping off the extras from my innards or something, and that's how we made our key lime pie.
Scraping off the extras from your
innards. Hey, what are we having for a dessert? Pap schmear pie.
So you just need some kind of outcome.
Yeah.
Thanks for saying out first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I do like that now. I'm not as judgy as I thought I'd be about being covered in custard. I just wish it was paint. Paint would be the same.
Why don't
thing,
you
right?
do edible paint?
So you could.
I mean,
you're doing some work at your house right now, right?
With my
painting your closets.
Yeah, it's time painting. For you to go in the closet with your painting.
And then I'm gonna just come right back out.
Yeah.
Text. When I was young, I was a webcam girl, and a guy paid me $250 to pop 25 balloons with my ass. That's amazing.
Done.
I would so do that for $250.
There are ladies on TikTok who will, they'll talk about the various requests that they get. And a lot of times it's cakes. Like guys will request get a chocolate cake with chocolate frosting and sit on it.
Yeah, that's where cakefarts.com.
Cake stomp on it with your feet.
Was a real thing.
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, back in the day, that was a real website.
Cakefarts.com was a thing. And when Steve started, we created the lie that his girlfriend was, because the woman that did it you never saw her face. So we said his girlfriend was the cake farts lady and Steve was the webmaster.
Yeah.
And there, I bet there are people today who are like, you made that up?
Absolutely are.
Yeah, they had a whole collection of different websites that were like blankfarts.com. Yeah. But they also had Choco Tooth.
What would the, if you're running cakefarts.com.
I forgot about Choco Tooth.
Yeah, that was people that ate your leavings.
Early precursor to two girls and
ew,
the
I don't
one
like
cup.
Yeah. Okay. I was like, what are they doing with Choco Tacos?
Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
I love Choco Tacos.
Wait a minute.
Squish.
Tommy, you have a friend who provides?
Yes. So my friend is pretty popular on TikTok. And she has people pay her to stomp on the camera like their aunt's being squished.
How many cameras does she go through?
Oh, just her phone camera, but you know, it's like on the floor and she looks like she's stomping on it.
Wait, wasn't Rachel our former
trainer? She was on a Facebook page where she pretended to be an aunt.
Oh, that's great. Right.
Not remotely the same.
Yeah.
But similar.
Yeah.
I know about that.
No, I just said not remotely the same, and then you said but similar. Those are opposite things.
No.
I mean, you disagree, the one being squashed.
But they're not similar.
We know what you were trying to say, though.
This text, I am really concerned about these women and their yeast infections from the custard.
What's just going on top of them? It's not going in them.
How do you know?
The woman who was paid to smash balloons with her ass writes, by the way, harder than you think. I bounced across the room on a few of them. The video's hysterical. I bet it is.
Yeah, they have to be pretty overinflated.
That's pretty funny because to that person, it's probably like the most sexual thing. But for you doing it, you're like, this is ridiculous.
Are they allowed to
laugh? Yeah.
Right. And are they allowed to record? Like, do they keep the videos?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I wonder. Well,
I mean, it's probably not done live. They're probably recording it and then sending the video anyway.
Yeah.
If it's a one-off.
Back to the splosher. He says, while the newscaster's gunging on primetime Saturday night TV was undoubtedly my sexual awakening. Yeah.
I think that's their terminology. I think like
seeing a celebrity
saying sliming,
seeing a celebrity or any member of the public for that matter, get covered in goo. Wasn't exactly an abnormal thing for 90s programming. No, every show did it all the time.
Yeah.
Gunge tanks were fixtures on shows like Live and Kicking and Get Your Own Back. And I, for one, loved it.
Gunge just really,
I know that's a really,
he says
gross
that
term.
Katy Perry scene where the gunge, the goo shot out of the, remember the like Kids' Choice Awards where somebody was like, did someone hate Katy Perry? Because she opened up and it shot so hard right in her face. Do you remember that? That must have been like his look at this.
Christmas.
This is his greatest moment of his life.
Yeah, it really.
It's her
really got
like
her.
Getting drowned by a
so
stream of green gunge.
Yeah, I mean,
I really like that term. It sounds so dirty.
I mean, it's definitely very euphemistic when it's happening. I mean, you can tell the creators of those. It's all that Dan Snyder guy.
He's getting more. Speaking of that Dan Snyder guy, more accusations.
Is it Dan Snyder?
Snyder owned the Commanders.
Yeah. Okay.
Daniel Snyder is the creep, allegedly, because he's very litigious, apparently.
Allegedly, yes.
But there are more accusations about him now.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just watched the video of Katy Perry getting slimed.
Yeah, it's aggressive, isn't it?
It is aggressive. She gets knocked over.
Like, if she had started crying and was angry, everybody would have been like, yeah, that was too much.
That was way too hard.
Can you play that, Steve? I want to see if it arouses me.
Hold on. Oh, Hobbs is totally going to gunge.
I'm trying to find the most HD version.
Gunge is
going to
be
it.
The new word for number three on this show.
I guess,
great. You've got gunge all over you.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go from the 2012 Kids' Choice Awards.
The sliming of Katy Perry shocked millions around the world.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it about knocked her wig off.
It's like a fire hose.
Yeah.
How have I never seen
it? It hits you her
haven't?
So
I don't think so.
I thought we watched it on the show.
Maybe.
I can't believe how you were all staring at
we
me.
We probably
maybe not.
Did.
I'm sure we
but
did.
That was a long, you know,
yeah, I
12
forget
years
all the
ago,
time.
You know?
Oh my
the
God.
Sliming of Katy Perry.
Jonah Hill's like, I'm glad it's not me.
She falls.
Over and over and over again. So we thought she'd never come back for more. we were wrong on March 31st.
Okay. We're going to gunger again.
God, that was so aggressive. Exactly. Who is mad at Katy Perry?
Wow, that did have a lot of force.
It did.
Yikes. Do you think she was okay with that?
I mean, I'm sure that they had to get her approval for it, but I bet they undersold it.
Right?
Well, and I mean, because, yeah, all the celebrity, I mean, a lot of celebrities have been slimed on those various shows to be fun, but usually it just kind of dropped on them from overhead. I don't remember any other time where it shot like a fire hose into their face.
Don't try to fire it up your nose into your brain stem.
Oh, yeah, I don't like it when I get water up my nose, let alone whatever that green goo is.
Oh, God. And what, what is it made out of? Cornstarch and Elmer's glue and, you know, squash cicadas. You know, it's something awful.
Yeah, it's probably horse jay.
It's horse gunge.
Horse gunge. No.
A sick, sick horse filled with gangrenous infections.
Oh.
And it's stinky gunge flying out of that box.
Yeah, that tube's just hooked to its butt under the stage.
Yes. Oh, ew. That is bad.
Real gross. Mm. Anyway, people are into that, I guess.
Yep. Welcome, Splashers.